I shared this story with you in our news earlier this week, and I'm very excited. Thank you to Katie, my intern, for connecting us and getting this story up and running. A Fairfield Prep junior who decided to focus his attention on helping out younger athletes, helping out a fellow team by organizing a 3-on-3 charity tournament at Wonderland of Ice in Bridgeport recently, all the proceeds benefiting the Southern Connecticut Storm special hockey team. I'm really excited to have James Murphy on the show with us right now, as well as Vin O'Hara. And Vin is his coach. He's the varsity hockey coach over at Fairfield Prep, as well as an English and social studies teacher at Fairfield Prep. Welcome both of you to the show. Thank you so much for being here. James, wow, you're a junior at Fairfield Prep. You are on the hockey team. What made you want to help other athletes?
Yeah, you know, the prep motto is men for others, and service is a big part of the school just in general and a big part of the hockey team. I know coach really puts an emphasis on service and helping others. So my mom and I were talking about service, and the idea came to me. I know many hockey players love to play 3-on-3, and I knew I could get a huge outreach from the hockey community. So set it up about a month ago, set up a GoFundMe page, started getting teams to sign up, and we got about 24 teams, and we had to cut that number down to 16 teams, which was, the 16 teams ended up being about 85 kids.
Wow.
And yeah, at the end we raised about $13,500, and the page is still open, so we're still receiving donations.
That's amazing. What got you connected to the Southern Connecticut Storm special hockey team? Why them?
Yeah, no, I've worked as a mentor there. Many prep guys, prep hockey players work as a mentor there, which is just working one-on-one with the athletes. And you teach them various different skills. They're all at different skill levels and different ages. So it could be anything from teaching to skate to shooting to passing with them. And yeah, my connection just comes from just service through the school.
Wow. Vin, I have to ask you how you feel about seeing one of your players. First of all, congratulations on such a great season. Yes, I'm a huge hockey girl, and my brother went to prep, so I still follow you guys. But how does it feel when you watch, you know, your team, you know, seeing some of your players go out and take it upon themselves to do something like this, even when their season is over?
Oh, well, thank you for the congratulations. It's a testament to our program and our school's mission to see James do something like this to help a community that is a really important part of our Wonderland family, the rink that we skate at. But really, it's a testament to James's his personality and you know, his values. It's major reason why he's one of our captains for next year's team, and it just goes to show you that, you know, hockey community is really a special one. A lot of the things that people are doing happen outside the spotlight, and I think James definitely wasn't expecting all the spotlight, but it's good because it's helping the program, and it's just an impressive decision for him to make. It tells a lot about his values and his upbringing.
Yeah, I think so too. And tell me, James, do you plan on hosting the event again in the future? Was this the first time you had done something like this?
Yeah, this is the first time, but I'm hoping to make it an annual thing. I mean, I have only two more years of high school, but I've got a younger brother, and I'm sure he'd be willing to keep the tradition going once I graduate. And just, I hope to keep on passing down this tournament. I hope to host it again next year, but I hope to pass it down in the future and kind of keep raising money for such a great program.
Vin, can you tell us why it matters, you know, especially for athletes? Why does prep put such an emphasis on making sure they give back, whether you're an athlete or not? I know that's a moral that you guys stand by. It was the same for us when we went to Laurelton. Why is that so important, but especially for an athlete, to balance the two?
Well, it's for all kids that come to prep, we have this idea of the gradic grad. And one of, you know, the ideal student and the ways that you go about living your life, and one of them is committed to doing justice and making sure that you're walking with those people that need a helping hand or you know, would benefit from that which you have been blessed with. So, you know, it's a focus of the entire school. But when you focus on the hockey aspect, it means a great deal to see our team to have that much success, you know, to be for James to not focus on our success this year, both as a team and for him personally, but to utilize that role as a mentor in our program and then extend it beyond that to the other members of our community at the rink. It's exactly what Prep is looking for when forming Men for Others.
And James, you had mentioned that the GoFundMe is still active. What is the link, if you don't mind sharing it, or where can people go if they want to support the cause?
On the GoFundMe website, you could just look up 3v3 hockey tournament to benefit Connecticut Storm, and you should be able to find it.
Okay, that's still up.
Yeah, it's still up. Yeah, the exact name, 3v3 Charity High School Tournament for Special Needs Hockey. And, yeah, still up. Still accepting donations.
That's amazing. And just, could you just reiterate, what does the money do?
Yeah, no, I talked to Mike and John with the Connecticut Storm. And it can really go to anything, but they say it may go to funding equipment. I know equipment is very expensive for hockey. And the Connecticut Storm, they don't usually provide equipment, but they think with this money they may get the opportunity to provide equipment for the coming season.
That's so wonderful. Well, I hope that more people can support the cause, and like you said, it can continue on, certainly next year while you're a senior. And so I thank you for what you've done and that you'll continue to clearly do and just making such a difference and also inspiring other young people to go out and do great things like you're doing. So thank you, James, for doing that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to get recognized in this way, and I hope that people continue to put on events like this. It was really a great experience for not only the Connecticut Storm, but also myself, as I was able to gain a lot from this experience. Like, I'm planning on going into the business world in the future, study business in college, and I know that I learned a lot of business values through this. I had to reach out to many people. John and Mike Ferguson, had to reach out to them. They ended up donating the ice. Reach out to teams, kind of network myself. So I hope others continue to create events such as this to raise money for various different causes.
Yeah, I agree. Amen to that, brother. And Vin, congratulations to you for having such stellar players and for having such incredible people that you get to coach and teach at Fairfield Prep. Thank you for the work that you do as well.
Yeah, no, that coach is out of the room right now. But
I knew it. I could feel it. I was like, he left, didn't he? Here, you know what? While he's gone, James, can I ask you a quick question? How long has Vin been coaching the hockey team at Prep?
Well, this is his first year as the coach of the varsity team.
Okay.
He's been the JV coach for quite a while.
Okay.
But I can put you on speaker now. He had the morning prayer going for a second. But,
you're good. Listen, morning prayer is important. We could use some morning prayer. I got you. Hey, coach. I was just asking how long you've been coaching prep hockey, because I was about to date myself. And I was curious how long you've been with the program.
So I've been with the program just about 10 years now, primarily as a JV assistant and volunteer, and then assistant coach, then the JV coach, and now the varsity head coach.
Okay, so then I think I may have just missed you, maybe not. I was there during the time of, like, the Arcabello brothers, Mark Arcabello.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Incredibly talented. Yeah, they were incredibly talented. Mark and Dave were great hockey players and good people.
Such good people. Oh my gosh, that's what you remind me of, James. When I heard your story, I was like, oh, you remind me, because the Arcabellas were great friends with my brother who was at prep, and I was in the class with Stephen Meyer, another really great person on and off the rink, on and off the ice rather. And so I was just wondering. I was like, I wonder how long Vin has been there. But yeah, you guys produce some really great people. So keep it up, Fairfield Prep. We're big fans at WICC.
We so appreciate you highlighting our program and James.
Absolutely. Yeah. And thank you again, James. Appreciate your work. And I can't wait to see what happens next year. Have a great summer.
Thank you.